Yatin, when it comes to education, what are some of the concerns that you would say parents have with a Mamdani Department of Education?
Yeah, I mean, everything that I've read about him regarding education is very concerning. One is, you know, for a major New York City mayoral candidate, you know, he didn't sit down with New York Times to talk about education. I mean, that's just, you know, the school budget is one third of our city budget. It's a very substantial part of what we spend our tax money on. And of course it affects about, you know, a million students here still, both district as well as charter students. So this is really significant. And the fact that he really didn't have much to say about it is just, you know, he's going to be steamrolled by whoever controls him. And the UFT endorsed him. The UFT is all powerful, and they will get a lot of what they want with the Mamdani administration. In terms of specific policies, you know, specialized high school, even though he's a graduate of specialized high school, we both graduated from Bronx Science, you know, that doesn't mean he supports it. And he's waffled back and forth for his assembly run. He in getting the Working Family Party endorsement, DSA, he wanted to repeal Heck Calandra. And now he softened up, you know, with John Liu's endorsement, you know, he kind of said he was going to leave things alone. I don't believe him, not because I think he's lying. I just think he's going to be very much at the disposal of the ultra left as it relates to education. And he will be pressured to do something about it. You know, charters, of course, is he's very much against school choice. So it's going to be a tough 4 years for families that are, you know, living in areas where they don't have great schools. They're going to be stuck. So we are very worried about Mamdani, and as it relates to who he will install as the chancellor. You know, the names that have been floating out there between Jamal Bowman, as well as I think Misha Porter, Rita Joseph, and the Kumar Samuels, I believe, the District 3 for West Side superintendent. I don't know too much about him, so I'll, but Rita Joseph, as well as, you know, Misha Porter are not friendly to a lot of the issues that I care a lot about. So it'll be tough for us.
Mamdani's education. We did an editorial, I think, where we slammed him for the likelihood of him making former Congressman Jamal Bowman, former charter school educator and I guess principal, his go-to guy as the next chancellor of the city of New York, should Mamdani win the election this coming November. And of course, I'm not happy that someone like Jamal Bowman could be sitting at Tweed Courthouse directing mayhem at the City Department of Education, knowing his background and knowing his you know, his thoughts and belief systems. And in my view, they're not good for school children. They're not good for parents, and they're not good for the city's educational system.
It's funny, you know, the three of you are probably much more well versed in the nitty gritty of the details of what he's going to do in terms of policy. But I just know that it's in the Democratic Socialists' platform. It's on their website that they want to get more involved in school boards around the country, because that's sort of where they see an opening, and they view, it's just standard communist stuff to view schools as soft targets for propaganda. And I'm sort of very worried on a macro level, especially if you get a socialist like Bowman in charge of schools, that you're gonna start seeing essentially something to the effect of communist socialist propaganda brought into schools. And this will be in the form of lesson plans and assigned readings. And I don't know what that's going to look like, but, you know, kids are going to come home and say, I learned about how capitalism was evil today. And you're going to hear things like that. I learned about how billionaires were evil. I learned about how Israel is the worst country in the world. You're going to hear things like that. And it's going to be subsidized by the taxpayers. It's a very sad, dark place we're going to go to. And that's, they view the next generation as sort of the soft targets for the propaganda. So it's not about winning today necessarily, but it's, you know, 10, 15 years from now, having a new voter base of people in the can. It's very dark stuff.